Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 280. The Mosquito That Causes the Disease. For untold generations, malaria wreaked its havoc until finally some scientists discovered that it was caused by the bite of an Anopheles mosquito. Then, some relief was found. For many generations, a mysterious spiritual disease has afflicted the Christian church. It's known as lukewarmness. Church leaders have wrestled with the problem. It has often been assumed that putting church members to work solves it. But the relief has always been temporary. Huge baptisms or accessions in third world cultures have been assumed to be free from this first world Christian disease. But when economic rich and increased with goods improvement comes, the same spiritual disease permeates the huge third world congregations. It's endemic. What message can fortify believers from this alluring materialism? Meanwhile, we are tantalized by the biblical assurance that the gospel of Christ is the power of God to salvation, not the progenitor of lukewarmness. Where is the mosquito that causes this disease? Could the deceptive old covenant be the problem? Here's where sacred history comes on stage. Throughout ancient Israel's centuries, Baal worship kept infiltrating generations of God's true people. Only occasional brief revivals under kings like Hezekiah or Josiah brought temporary relief. The source of the problem? Always, the old covenant thinking their fathers embraced at Mount Sinai and bequeathed to their children. God's plan was that his new covenant promise to Abraham be embraced so that the Ten Commandments could be seen as 10 promises of deliverance from spiritual lukewarmness. Much more abounding grace, through faith, would work. But Israel embraced their own promises to obey. Result, their Old Testament history. The lukewarmness of today is the equivalent to Baal worship of long ago. Subtle. But there is a remedy.